This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. For Allison Swan, nature is more than a place outdoors. Nature isn't a place apart. It's a part of who she is, and she is a part of it. Swan wants everyone to understand that what we do to the earth, we do to ourselves. Her essays and poetry are one of the ways Swan hopes will help take that understanding mainstream. Her collection of poetry, A Fine Canopy, expresses Swan's love of nature and invites the reader into that place with her.
Backcountry. I lie back under a hand-stitched painting of flower blossoms, alone on sheets so white they light up the dimmed hospital room. I'm afraid, so I think of loves. Loves invited and loves let go, especially the biggest love, the love who touched the world first between these legs, just as she began to leave me. A leaving that feels like a light storm, brilliant white light that makes me close my eyes when they should be open. Even walking outside in the daytime under the great trees of our neighborhood, trees that were saplings when I was 20 and trees that are saplings now. I've only just begun to consider my limbs, the way they've made a gateway, held my daughter, carried my daughter, the way they have held me up, carried me into an unsettled mountain valley as cold rain turned to snow, then snow cover revealed cougar tracks, walking over them its own kind of coming home to a house big and wild enough. A house that felt, as I entered it, like a darker kind of storm.
When I was reading this newest poetry collection, I needed to go outdoors. You inspire me to want to go outdoors. And in fact, you've been called an eco-poet. Explain what that means.
So first, let me say, you have made my day telling me that reading my poems made you want to go outside. It is certainly probably a subtext of almost everything I do, including in the classroom, is my hope and desire to inspire people to go outside. Eco-poet, I guess it's sort of the hip way of referring to a nature poet, although it has the added layer of environmental awareness and engagement. In other words, the poems written by an eco-poet would be expected to show awareness of environmental crises and maybe even a willingness to take action on them.
In fact, yeah, as I read more about you, the environmental activist you and the poet you seem to go hand in hand quite a bit. You've done a great deal to preserve and protect the Saugatuck Dunes, one of my favorite places, and your work appears in a book by the same name, which I discovered is already on my shelf. Talk to us about the dunes and the Saugatuck Dunes Coastal Alliance, because I feel like that's all one topic here.
It's such a large topic, and I it's hard to know how to distill it into a few words. Maybe what I could tell you about it is this. I was living in the Pacific Northwest in my late 20s, and my husband and I decided that it was time for us to move back to Michigan for professional reasons and also personal reasons. But we are avid hikers and backpackers, and we discovered Saugatuck Dunes State Park and literally became avid Saugatuck Dunes State Park hikers. And this would have been, believe it or not, 1988. Fast forward to the late, let's see, right around 2001, and we became aware of that the state park was threatened with construction of a water intake and treatment facility.
Yeah.
And so we, David and I together led the charge to stop that. And I cannot emphasize enough how many hundreds, indeed thousands of people were involved by the time we were finished. So we certainly didn't do it ourselves. We just launched it.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Well, you teach in the Environmental and Sustainability Department at Western Michigan University, and I noticed that one of the topics, in fact, or classes, courses, was climate change in the literary arts. So that's actually something you work with students on.
Yes, it is such a privilege. It is such a privilege and an honor to work with college students at Western. When students land in my courses, which are generally going to be juniors and seniors, they are already well-informed and on fire to make a difference in the world. And so I get to work with young adults who care about the things that I care about, who want to learn about the things that I've been thinking about. And so I get to be in a situation where we explore these really hard questions together. And in that course in particular, I get to try on this idea you and I were just talking about, and I wasn't being very articulate about, which is, how can we make recognizing and addressing environmental crises a mainstream phenomenon? And so we actually, together, my students and I, we talk about that. One thing I'm struck by with college students in the 21st century, which is really different from when I was a college student, is they seem openly, they're open, let's put it this way, they're very open to yeah. literary art and what it might do for them, or what, you know, what kind of an impact it might have on their lives. And yet it's more than ever before, it doesn't seem that they've had a lot of opportunity to read literature and talk about it.
Talk about how the pandemic is affecting perhaps your writing right now on whatever you're working on at the time, but also your book launch and how you plan to do author's readings and that kind of a thing.
So you've kind of touched on one of several sources of heartbreak in my life right now. I am a writer who very much enjoys connecting in person with readers, and not just my readers, but with people who like to read books and talk about books and be around books. It gives me courage and it gives me a sense of community. And so it's heartbreaking to me that I am not going to be able to do that in the near future with this book. And other sources of heartbreak, just because I don't want to be coy, are the virus and the havoc it's wreaking in human lives, and the way that our the leadership in our country has not dealt with it effectively.
Yeah.
It didn't have to happen that way, right?
Agreed,
so that's a heartbreak.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we're now, since this manuscript was accepted for publication, we're now another year into the United States not really taking any kind of real action on climate change. But to answer your question about what am I going to do because things are so different? I can only have virtual events, or I can have very small events. I'm kind of just beginning to think about that, honestly. And I find that teleconferencing is better than nothing, but it's definitely doesn't scratch the itch of wanting to be in a room with other people who love poetry the way that I enjoy doing.
I'm Cynta Aistars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Allison Swan, the author of A Fine Canopy. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation, and join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.